Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Murray. Are you ready to learn?
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. We hope you had a restful Chinese New Year. Today's topic is cultures.
And our title is A Month of Holidays. A Month of Holidays. Peter, what happened on yesterday's show?
Well, we learned that Linda likes the cold winter air. I think she enjoys going outside during that time of year.
Yeah, she should go to the Lantern Festival. She will have a great time. And today, we will have a great time talking about this topic. So let's begin. Here's Peter with our Read It.
What is your Chinese animal? Taylor was born in the year of the rabbit. Rob was born in the year of the snake. Every year at the Pingxi Lantern Festival, thousands of lanterns rise into the sky. It sounds amazing, but all those lanterns affect the environment. They come back down to earth and become litter.
Peter, what is your Chinese animal?
Oh, I think it's the horse, but I'm not quite sure.
Well, I was born in the year of the pig.
The pig? Oh, so that means you were born in 1995. Wait, that can't be right. You are older than me, so that means you were born in 19...
You know what? I think it's time we move on. We need to learn those keywords from Christina. Here she is.
Hello, 今年是鸡年，你知道自己是属什么的吗？ What is your Chinese animal? 名词 animal 就是动物。Taylor 是兔年生的，英文就是 Taylor was born in the year of the rabbit. 动词 bear 的生孩子这个动作，句子是被动的语态，所以用过去分词 born。Taylor 是兔年生的，兔子就是 rabbit。所以兔年就是 the year of the rabbit. 所以 Rob 是蛇年生的要怎么说呢？就是 Rob was born in the year of the snake. 蛇就是 snake. Alex 说每年在元宵节的时候他们会去平西放天灯。东西往上升升高的这个动词就是 rise. Rise into the sky. 就是升上空中。Linda 听了就说It sounds amazing. 这里的动词 sound 表示听起来怎么样。
This year is the Chinese year of the rooster.
And 2016 was the year of the monkey.
That's right. Do you know your Chinese animal?
I do. I was born in the year of the rabbit. What about you, Rob?
I was born in 1977. That was the year of the snake.
Well, happy Chinese New Year, Rob.
We meet Rob and Taylor. They talk about Chinese New Year.
This year is the Chinese year of the rooster. In 2016, it was the year of the monkey.
That's right.I was born in the year of the pig. Peter was born in the year of the horse. How about you guys? Do you know your Chinese animal?
Well, let's talk about animals. Oh, I know. If you go to the zoo, you can see all kinds of animals, like giraffes and tigers, birds, zebras, and much more.
The zoo is one of my favorite places to go to.
Marie,You have an animal at your house, right?
I do. I have my cat. He is a great pet.
Well, and we call a pet your animal that lives in your house. So Taylor knows her Chinese animal. She was born in the year of the rabbit.
Born. This is a great word to know. When I think of this word, I think of a one-day-old baby.
Oh, okay. Well, babies are born in hospitals. Others' babies might be born at home.
That's right. They come into this world. Well, let's make some sentences using this word. Peter and I were born in America.
Oh, I have some friends and their puppies were born in the winter. Here's Christina to tell us more about this. Hi, Christina.
Rob 说他是1977年生的。I was born in 1977. 首先我们来学 bear 这个字。Bear 当动词可以用来描述生孩子的这个动作。它的动词三态是 bear, bore, born. 今天 Rob 说他是1977年出生的。I was born in 1977. 这里用了过去分词 born。为什么呢？因为人都是被生出来的，所以要用被动的句型，也就是 be 动词加过去分词，所以用 was born。还有人出生的这件事一定是过去发生的事，所以别忘了要用过去式的 was。所以整句就是 Rob was born in 1977。现在 born 也可以当形容词用。如果我说 he was born to succeed， 表示他生来就会成功。换句话说，他注定会成功的。如果一个人天生就是做明星的料，你可以说 She was born to be a superstar. 这些都是 born 的用法。
Taylor was born in the year of the rabbit. Rabbits are very cute animals.
Yes, they are. They love eating carrots and they might have red eyes. Some people think they're cute. Other people don't like them at all.
I wonder if my cat would like a rabbit friend.
I don't know about that. Cats and rabbits are very different. Well, we learned that Rob was born in 1977. That was the year of the snake.
Peter, you know I like animals, but I don't like snakes that much.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like them. They can be pretty scary.A snake is long and thin, and they have no arms or legs.
Yeah, some snakes can be dangerous. Friends, if you ever see a snake, don't touch it.
Okay, but if you're born in the year of the snake, you're okay. Friends, right now we need to take a short break. We'll see you after this. Don't go away.
Peter, I have an interesting question for you. If you could be any animal, what would you be?
Ooh, I've thought about this before. I wish that I could be a grizzly bear. They live in the mountains and in the forest. What about you?
I think I would be a cat. Cats are very smart and they're very cute too.
A bear would eat a cat for sure.
Yes, it would. All right, friends. Well, right now it's time to go to our next conversation. Let's watch together.
Alex, did you celebrate Lantern Festival in Taiwan?
Yes, I did. Some years my family went to Pingxi and watched thousands of lanterns rise into the sky.
That's a yearly event. I'd like to see it.It sounds amazing.
It's beautiful, but I worry about the environment.
True, because all those lanterns come back down to earth and become litter.
Linda and Alex are talking in the office. Linda wants to know if Alex celebrated Lantern Festival in Taiwan.
And I want to know if Rebecca celebrated.Rebecca, did you celebrate Lantern Festival in Taiwan? I'll have to ask her after she teaches us more about it.
Hello, friends. Here is the moment that you've been waiting for, a grammar point. Today, you're going to learn how to ask a question. If you want to ask someone if they did something, you can use this grammar point. But don't worry.You will also learn how to answer the question. The best way to learn is through some examples. So, first, did you eat your dinner? You can respond by saying, yes, I did. Let's look at another example. Did you finish your homework? You can respond by saying, no, I didn't. Now it's up to you to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Marie, did you celebrate Chinese New Year?
Yes, I did. I had a big dinner with family and friends. Did you celebrate your birthday this year?
No, I didn't.
Oh, really? Why not?
Oh, because my birthday isn't until later this year. Alex did celebrate Lantern Festival in Taiwan. His family went to Pingxi and watched thousands of lanterns rise into the sky.
Very nice. So the lanterns rise. They go up. That must look very beautiful.
The Lantern Festival in Taiwan is a yearly event.
That's a yearly event.
That's what I said, Marie.
And I'll say it again, because that's a yearly event is today's
calendar phrase.
That's a yearly event.
That's a yearly event.
那是每年一次的活动。
Will we have a dance this spring?
Of course. That's a yearly event.
Will we have a picnic this summer?
Of course. That's a yearly event.
Will we have a pumpkin party this fall?
Of course. That's a yearly event. You ask me this every year.
Yes, that's a yearly event. Yeah.
That's a yearly event.
That's a yearly event.
那是每年一次的活动。
That was a great calendar phrase. I go on my yearly vacation in the summer. I think Christina does too. Let's hear from her right now.
Linda 说元宵节时平息的天灯节是一年一度的活动。That's a yearly event. 这里的 yearly 这个字很有趣。我们都知道一般字尾有 ly 的字多半是副词。比如说 quickly, honestly, really, 或是 clearly。不过今天的 yearly 是形容词 ,year 加上 ly 表示一年一度的意思。你可以说 I'm going on my yearly trip to Hawaii.表示我的年度旅游要去夏威夷。以此类推 ,monthly 就是一个月一次或是每个月的。所以 ,a monthly dinner plan 就是一个月一次的晚餐规划。A weekly meeting 表示每周的例行会议。而 daily newspapers 就是每天的日报。所以形容词 yearly, monthly, weekly 和Daily, 你也试着用用看吧。
Thanks, Christina. Yearly, monthly, weekly. These all mean you do things or things happen during this period of time.
I have a monthly meeting in the office with my coworkers. That means we meet once a month.
Yeah, I clean my house weekly.I want to make sure my things are not messy when I come home from work.
So what are things that you do daily? This means what are things you do every day? I brush my teeth daily. I make my bed daily.
Well, Linda would like to see the Lantern Festival one day. It does sound amazing.
It sounds amazing to me too. Maybe we can all go next year.
Hey, sounds good. We can invite Linda and the others to come along with us.
It would be an amazing time. But Linda is a little worried about the environment. All those lanterns come back down to Earth and become litter.
Yeah, that's too bad. All right, friends. Well, right now it's time for us to review those keywords. Here we go.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Animal. Animal. Dogs and cats are animals.
Born. Born. Her son was born last week.
Rabbit. Rabbit. There are four rabbits in that field.
Snake. Snake. Be careful. Snakes can be dangerous.
Rise. Rise. Our plane rose into the sky.
Sound. Sound. That sounds fun, but I'm busy tomorrow. All right, friends, don't forget to practice those key words. Right now, let's go back to our conversations and look at them one more time.
This year is the Chinese Year of the Rooster.
And 2016 was the Year of the Monkey.
That's right. Do you know your Chinese animal?
I do. I was born in the Year of the Rabbit. What about you, Rob?
I was born in 1977. That was the Year of the Snake.
Well, happy Chinese New Year, Rob.
Alex, did you celebrate Lantern Festival in Taiwan?
Yes, I did. Some years, my family went to Pingxi and watched thousands of lanterns rise into the sky.
That's a yearly event. I'd like to see it. It sounds amazing.
It's beautiful, but I worry about the environment.
True, because all those lanterns come back down to Earth and become litter.
This year, Lantern Festival is on February 11th. It is the last day of the Chinese New Year celebration.
People light beautiful paper lanterns and celebrate the end of winter. Let's take a look at a picture of some lanterns. Look at all these people lighting lanterns together.
Wow, these lanterns are so beautiful and bright. It looks like there are thousands of them. They are flying high into the sky.
You can see a lot of people on the ground. They're holding the lanterns. And it looks like these lanterns are almost as big as the people.
Yeah, they are very big. So, Peter, do these lanterns, does it affect our environment?
Sure. Well, this is a lantern festival, and it's very beautiful and fun. But there is one problem. When people light these lanterns, they fly into the sky. But they have to land somewhere. When they land on the ground, they turn into litter.
Oh, that's not good. I guess if you do see a lantern on the ground after a festival, you should pick it up.
Yeah, people are talking about how can we celebrate this festival, but do it in a way that is good for the environment. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed learning a little bit more about this, but now it's time to go to our Jungle Chit Chat.
Happy Chinese New Year, Ginger.
Oh, happy Chinese New Year, James.
Let me guess. Are you a rooster?
Do I look like a rooster? No, I'm a monkey.
No, Ginger. I meant, were you born in the Year of the Rooster?
Oh, I don't remember. But once a monkey, always a monkey.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you?
Well, I'm a sheep.
Oh, Lantern Festival is coming soon.
That's right.
Will you buy me a lantern?
Sure. They have different kinds of lantern that look like roosters.
No, I don't want a rooster lantern. Will you buy me a monkey lantern?
Sure. but you'll have to wait a few years.
Oh, how about a banana lantern?
Ginger.
Happy Lunar New Year, everyone! Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about Chinese New Year, and here to answer our question is my special guest, Rooster Lamb! Welcome to the show, Rooster!
Thanks, Rob. It's great to be here.
Now, Rooster, I have a question today from Ryder Whited of Greensboro, North Carolina. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to try.
Well, thank you. Ryder writes, one of my Chinese friends told me that this year is the year of the rooster. What does he mean?
Great question, Ryder. And your friend is right. This year, 2017, is the year of the rooster.
So tell us about that. Why are roosters special this year?
Well, each year of the Chinese lunar calendar has an animal name as well as a number. People can use these animals to guess people's ages.
Interesting. How many animals are there in the Chinese lunar calendar?
There are 12 animals. So every 12 years, the animals are repeated.
What are they?
There are rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog, and pig.
Wow, that's a lot of animals. What year were you born in?
I was born in the year of the rooster.
Ah, so you are 24 years old?
Good guess. What year were you born?
That's a secret. Well, thanks for answering our question, Rooster. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Winter is almost over, and there are some things that we should do. So, Peter, what are some things that you might do to prepare for the spring?
Well, when the weather starts to get warmer, I put away my winter clothes, and I take out my spring clothes.
That's right. In the spring, we all need some spring clothes. Well, I always get a haircut. I want to look new and fresh.
Oh, that's great. And maybe you are cleaning your house or something like that. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today. And we had a lot of fun. We'll see you tomorrow for another great lesson. Right here on
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.